You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
Sit down, take a brief load off, wrap up a sweet, sweet, sweet roll of Dutch, get ready for a little cold. Who knows?
You might sip a little too much. Anyway, I don't know. I was looking off into the distance.
That was creepy. I also forgot that you could talk over the intro, because I was about to just trash somebody hard and say some
good
unfavorable words.
Do it now.
Nah,
weird.
Can't.
I will. Gregory, you know Gregory in the scene. Fucking piece of shit, that guy. I hate him. I think he hits women. I'm not even kidding.
That people are really going to be like, who's Gregory in the scene?
Exactly. I don't know. Am I making it up? Who knows? I don't even know. I don't actually know Greg.
I don't like Zach's posting fucking fancy drinks on Instagram like he's a fancy bitch. You're not. You're fucking trash.
Zach,
stop it.
This is way into side. Sorry. Why are we talking about
Sorry, go ahead.
Failed comic Zach Petrovic. Doesn't matter. Nothing's real. Right?
Nothing's real.
Nothing's real.
Simulation says nothing's real.
Nothing's real. It doesn't really matter. Thought I had the old COVID yesterday.
Did you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Had a little tickle in the throat and I was like, that's what I get. And then immediately went away. And I was like, all right, well, I don't have any other symptoms. So I either just walked it off
like a man
in a single day. No, I don't think, but it's just that scariness of like, oh, wait, did I eat something shitty for lunch and then just have a tickle in my throat for 25 minutes? That's it.
It's going down.
There it is.
Corona. It's now it got it. I ate a turkey club.
It was Rona.
Rona was on it.
No, I did have a delicious, and I did it again today. I needed to do a scientific test.
Sure.
So yesterday for lunch, I had a sweet, made my own sweet hoagie, buffalo chicken, deli, right? Buffalo chicken, sweet slices of buffalo chicken.
Yeah.
Right. And I did. I'm trying to save a little on the heart health, so I just actually use a nice vegan cheese, and so it's not real cheese, but it's a nice vegan cheese. I'm trying to, because I want to do it during, like, for my everyday stuff. This way I can have, you know, and then on the weekends I have a whole pizza.
No, it's good. It all looks differently.
You know what I mean? It's fun. It's a good cheese. It's fun.
Sure.
It's not, I mean.
For not men, it's a good cheese. I get it.
No. It's making my tits better. Absolutely. I agree. No. And I'm okay with it. I'm good. I'm getting on up to a B cup. It's going to be great.
Yeah. That soy tit.
Which is actually the opposite in that one documentary. They're actually, it doesn't work that way.
Thing broke again.
Yes.
Fuck.
Thank you, God. God is actually in favor. I don't believe in him, but he is in favor of your sweet, sweet cheese, baby. Yeah. Yeah. The vegan cheese. God has spoken. Blessed be upon him and blessed be upon the
cult. Damn it.
I love everything you're doing right now. Fiddle more with your hands. That's hanging around the cord there, bud. Yeah. It's like your balls have detached and they are now swung beneath your mic.
I fucked up. I don't know how to get this back.
Yeah. You don't. You take the weight off. Just take the weight off of it, dum-dum.
Shut up. I know that.
You are special needs. And I support you. And whatever Olympics you get into.
You know what? This is Jesse's fault.
Oh, sure.
By the way, you didn't introduce us.
Who cares? Nothing is really. You said that already. My name is Bob Lee.
Kill time when I do this.
Oh, I got you. Good. No. Yeah. I'm Robert Crenshaw. This is my co-host, of course, Bobby Bonilla. And,
that's a real guy.
I know it is.
That's a real baseball player.
I know it is. And we're here with the producer, Alan Rickman. Alan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It was a nice time in hell, but I'm glad I'm back.
Oh, you had to go to hell for a little
bit.
What happened about that? What was that about?
I did the Harry Potter movie.
Oh, right. That is seen by the Jewish God.
Yeah,
because he was originally Jewish, I believe. Abraham.
Woo, fixed.
And
yeah.
All right, enough Harry Potter nerd talk.
No, no, that's good.
The shit out of here.
We're talking about
by Yahweh. is Yahweh? So by Yahweh, and that's not Kanye. Remember that, young generation. By Yahweh. So the Harry Potter's got you in trouble. You had to go down to hell for a while.
God was like, "What the fuck? Why?"
Right. It's like,
why did you?
You just
that?
Did the same story of the Bible, but like with magic and stupid stuff, where we did regular, like real magic.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Hey, yeah, fuck that. But
thank you, Alan Rickman, for producing.
Daddy wants the fucking cash in the Super Bowl.
Who's daddy? Who's our daddy? You're our daddy? Fuck, dude. You haven't been around at all in this podcast. This cult is got a strange daddy.
President likes to golf a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Guess so. Yeah,
I want a little over $1,000.
That's good.
I know.
Where are you?
I don't know. I did lose, though. It actually started out.
Turn down my headphones or turn him down. One of the two.
It started out Really bad. I every bet I lost.
Did you turn him up?
I lost from the coin toss.
Okay.
The coin toss. I lost.
I was gonna say okay. Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, that can't be a good start.
Well, it's a 50-50. I mean, that's one of your best odds. But then you don't know. You do like parlays and smart things.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, that's not
linkage. There's like linkage involved, I believe.
Yeah, I did a lot of parlays, and they were all favorable to the Chiefs.
Okay.
So, not great for me. If anybody watched Super Bowl, you would know it's not great for me.
Yeah. There should be another team called the Buddies, you know, or Pals, you know, just to piss off other men, you know, because you hate it when a guy
calls
the Chief. That would be a good idea.
So great idea. You should write a letter to Gerard.
Continue.
And
no, you know what? I'm gonna keep going. You know, friend.
Football hey, team. Jess, how was your Super Bowl? Was it good?
Oh, there was a Super Bowl? Yeah. Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Did it go
the way you guys wanted?
No.
I mean, I didn't give a shit. I just wanted to win money, and I did. Okay. After I started losing all those bets, I started panicking. Sure. I was like, I lost like a few $100. I was like, everything. The Chiefs weren't moving the ball. I was like, well, there goes the over. This game. Yeah. Like, there goes the spread. There goes the money line. I was like, there goes everything. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a Hail Mary here. And I just started live betting, which means like you're betting like during
on people's lives.
Yes, and I was like, hopefully Simon dies.
Right.
And I was like, fuck it, $100. The Bucks got a first down this drive.
Oh, you're just doing that.
Oh, stuff like that.
Shit like that. I was like, they're gonna score a touchdown this drive. Off $200. Built it up over 1,000.
I mean, hey man, addicts are a thing for a reason.
No.
No. That sounds exactly like the start to you absolutely losing your mind and becoming an obsessive gambler.
Because it's all net gain.
No, I know. Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
That's what everyone starts as. You know, they all
net gain.
Yeah, net gain. two words, baby. Net gain.
You were net losing, and then you're like,
eventually,
fix this.
I think
there's
multiple stories.
Fix it, though.
Yeah.
But what if you didn't?
But I did.
But you did. Which means that reality doesn't exist.
Bam.
His reality,
hey,
right, only exists there inside of that. So,
hey, this is why we are cult owners. He gets it. He gets it.
Yes.
Jesse.
Plus two is five. Gotcha.
I placate to his insanity.
Yes.
Then building up a reality in which he can thrive.
Yes.
A lot of white
Good
guys
friend.
Exist in this reality. A lot of whites.
Well, I don't know how to go down that road.
No. Come on. It's like 45 comics who think they're interesting. They can't be right. Just in our circle. That can't be right. Most of them are just like generic white guys. I include myself in that.
We're two of them.
Hey, everything weird about me has nothing to do. It's all the terrible things I've done before getting into comedy.
I did want to say that my dad, I was talking to my dad a little bit about the game.
Okay.
And I was like, fuck it, Tom Brady, huh? Like, incredible. Just still crushing it at 43, winning still. And he's like, I know. And I was like, fucking look at Gronk coming back a year out of retirement. He's 31, still crushing it. And then my dad, the very serious tone, goes, yeah, you know, Gronk reminds himself a lot. Gronk reminds me a lot. Jesus Christ, I'm sorry. I can't say the fucking thing. Gronk reminds myself a lot like me. Right?
Right.
And I was like, yeah. What?
Yeah. No, I can see it.
I was like, say it. Like, I'm like, you're not a party bro guy at all. So that's what I thought he meant.
Right.
And he was like, no, not like that. I was like, okay. So I'm gonna say it again. Why would you say that? He's like, because when I used to play football, I was always open too.
It's great. Love the logic.
Hold on.
Nutter family logic right there.
Yeah. We have to.
That's
definitely lunacy for sure.
Hold on. Also, I want to make the comparisons. For the comparison for people at home, this is like if I've just take two stars and try to think of them comparing themselves to each other. It's like Morgan Freeman was comparing himself to like Jamie Foxx. Like it's to me. Like if I had two stars, your dad being Morgan Freeman's like, yeah, I'm pretty much like Jamie Foxx.
You know where
pretty
I would
much
say
like ripped comedian kind of guy.
Not a good comparison because they're both successful actors.
No, I know, but I'm doing it so someone that they reckon. I can't be like, your dad looks...
I'm just saying, though,
it's
so far from reality, what he just said.
Right.
It's like, I can't even think of a comparison.
He could be open. It's high school ball.
Here's the funny thing. Hold on, Jesse. This is what I want to walk everybody back to, because you just made a great point. Hold on. He never played organized football ever in his life.
Yeah. No. He's just talking backyard stats.
Sure is.
Yeah, dude. And so, he knows every single time. He was like, nah, everyone knew I was open all the time.
Dude, those stats are real. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I played high school football and I played semi-pro and I played like stat stuff and I would never be like, I'm like Gronk. So it's funny to me to think that you would say that.
Well, no, because your dad is like Gronk. You can't be you can't also be like Gronk because your dad's Gronk, clearly.
You're the honey badger.
I was hey, man, Uncle Eddie throwing you the football.
It's just like that.
At Battery Park in Brooklyn doesn't make you like Gronk. I'm sorry. I don't know. Did you have 89 receiving touchdowns in the NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, you caught an open pass from Uncle Eddie because you're slow and no one covered you because they didn't respect you? Totally the same as Gronk. Yeah. It's totally the same as the delusion in my fucking family, including myself, is fucking psychotic.
You know what? Here's the good stuff. This is the good news about it. If I had a doctor fill this, I'm going to fill you on up. The good news is, he hasn't gone and maybe joined another cult that could be out there in any kind of delusions. Because the idea that this is all safe stuff. He's like, yeah, man, you throw the ball around. That's uncle safe time. That's dad safe time. Like, they're just like, yeah, man, I could throw like Gronk, or I can run like Gronk, or I could do whatever. Like, that's all good fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's the delusions. Because if he starts going just like, you know what I mean, I could, you know, get into that tax bracket by owning slaves or something. You know what I mean? Like, those women in Russia, how much do they cost? You know what I mean? Right. Like, he starts getting into that. You know, he's like, I'm like Eastern European.
Dude, my dad
goes
up a male order bride army?
Yeah.
How funny would that be?
He's probably just saw Eastern promises. He's like, I'm like that guy. I fight naked in the shower. Your mom tries to fight me naked in the shower all the time.
Like, I go back to that, and my dad's getting fucking tattoos on his knees. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, I bleed for this. This is my life now. It's like, all right. Yeah, that was iconic.
The tattoos are like your baby pictures.
The dog and me.
Yeah. It's like, I bleed for these things. It's like, yeah, Dad, we get it. That's from my ninth birthday at Chuck E. Cheese. I don't know why we're doing this right now.
All right. It's weird.
Your dad's getting a little delusional.
Yeah.
How far did you press it on him in terms of asking the
immediately
questions? So, I mean, like, were you – so he just kind of was like, well, I was open a lot. That was it?
I wish I could say more, right?
Right.
But I can't. Because that was it.
You just kind of looked off into the distance, kind of like, what?
I was on the phone with him. It was literally like this. It was really like, I was a lot like Gronk, yeah.
What?
Wait, what?
Okay.
No, so because you're not. Anyway.
Right.
So please tell me how. Oh, you were opening back your foot. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Continue on with these conversations. It's fucking crazy.
I like to think about all the ways that my dad is like Gronk. And some of the ways are he can grow facial hair and did. just wondering the ways that your dad is just like, I don't know, man. He's probably got the same size dick I do, I think. I don't understand how you start comparing yourself. I've never done it ever. Not once, I don't think, to any celebrity. I don't think so. I've never been like, yeah, I'm like Ryan Stiles.
Ryan Stiles?
I've never done that. Yeah, well, I'm trying to think. Tall lanky, funny, comic? Goofy.
All right.
What do you want me to do?
All right, fair.
You just need some blue shoes. That's it.
Yeah, dude, I got some blue shoes.
That was a very fucking out-of-the-box reference.
Not only is it out-of-the-box, it's perfect.
Perfect. It was. It kind of threw me off.
I'm aware. I get it. Again, him and I have very good comedy style. We work with Ryan Stiles as well. So.
Did you see Tom Brady throw the Super Bowl trophy?
I don't even know who won. I don't know why you're asking.
Pirates.
I didn't.
You don't know?
The Pirates won? Yeah, dude. The Pirates. Get it, Pirates, dude. Yeah, dude. I love it. I actually don't need to play that dumb. I just purposely have not looked it up. I've gotten some hints, obviously.
Yeah.
I was like, I think Brady did something good.
Yeah.
And that's all I cared about. I literally was on purpose. Like, I just don't care. I don't want to care.
They had the parade today, and they did it by boat. Yeah. And Brady shows up at his $2 million yacht with a police escort.
Okay.
And then he had the...
Are people going to storm the yacht?
I don't know what happened. And then, I mean, maybe.
That'd be fun.
They're losing their shit.
That would be the Pirates team.
That is very pirate-like.
Yeah.
And he had the...
I think the Buccaneers are the Pirates. I accidentally did that once. Anyway,
it's an inside joke.
Shut up.
He had the trophy, the Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
And Gronk and a few other players were on a boat. Like, I don't know, a good... 6 feet,
right?
Yeah, well,
in the ocean, and he was like, "Huh?" And they caught it, and
I would love it if they didn't.
And we were greater than
they make one of those every year.
Yeah,
right. So
yeah, they make.
But it's a couple mil, I think, or like a million or something.
I bet you it's not even that expensive.
It's not even that expensive.
I bet you it's not that expensive. Yeah. I know Gronk dented the last two.
Oh wow,
he dented one
just like your father.
Just like
your dad.
Oh, dad.
I was like, you know, like fucking trophies I've dented, son.
Denton Lombardi trophy. You know, the Nutter fucking legacy. Lombardi trophy, slamming
beers.
What
would your crest be? What do you think your dad thinks your crest is as
the
a family
Lombardi
crest?
Lombardi trophy costs $50,000.
That's what I so cheap.
Couldn't be,
so cheap.
That makes sense.
I could buy a Lombardi trophy.
All right.
No, like in Bitcoin. Like legitimately in Bitcoin, I could just buy a Lombardi trophy. Like, here's a fucking Bitcoin Lombardi. The Nutter.
We can talk about you trying to buy a Lombardi trophy too if you want to.
Yeah, no, dude, buy a Lombardi trophy.
Actually, yeah, that's super desperate as like a man thing to do. Like
that is,
it's next to getting a Corvette when you're 52, but it's like if you like now you can't even do anything, or you just do everything with it. That's the question. So that's what I would think I would do.
Okay, so you know how like everyone in the organization gets a Super Bowl ring? Like it's like almost means nothing. Like a lot of players, lot of players will say, like, this doesn't, I don't
equipment
really.
Equipment people even get it, yeah.
But, like, dude, like, secretaries legitimately get it. It's like do, every, yeah. I know they're a little different.
Yeah.
Sure. But, like, still, that is only the team gets it. Like, right. they make one for their franchise.
Right.
If I had that, right. no one would believe it. They'd be like,
sure.
So you're just walking around with Lombardi trophies, like, well, I bought it for 50 grand. True. That's pretty cool. No one would think that's cool. No, I think it's cool.
Well, let's see how much that compares to the last Super Bowl ring.
I could buy a Super Bowl ring on eBay.
You could be fun about it. You could be like,
yeah, but those are like fake.
No, like again, because like equipment managers will sell their rings on eBay.
Sure, I would.
Right? Why not?
I don't wear rings.
Right.
So I don't know what I'm gonna do with it, other than sell. I would probably do it just like I do with like birthday cards or Christmas cards. I'd wait a year.
For how much?
And then,
what's that for?
For the last year's Chiefs ring.
Right. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
not crazy.
It's like Christmas cards or whatever like that. You just keep it for like a day and then you sell it. You know? Or throw it out.
There's
in
a
my
lot of
case.
People that sold their rings. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And like
what are you doing with it? It's garish. It's gigantic. It's ridiculous. Especially if you don't wear rings. Now you're wearing like a giant tire rock.
I saw Warren Sapp on the Two Bears, One Cave live stream.
Who's buying it?
And he had his Hall of Fame ring and his fucking Super Bowl ring on.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's too much. It's just too much. It just looks, it's such a gigantic piece of fucking gold.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Right. It's distracting.
Sure, sure.
It's all you can look at. You're like, I don't know what you're saying. I just see the sheen of these fucking rings hit me in the face. Also, Warren Sapp was like, he was like, the Hall of Fame ring means way more because like, he's like, it's me.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's so fucking true.
My pursuits. Yeah. Rather than just like, yeah, I don't know. What's the hockey one? It's the
Stanley Cup.
Right.
Which is a John.
They only make one. Right?
Is it John? Yeah, they keep just adding on to it.
Just betting, right.
It was a John Pete.
That's kind of cool.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think it is. I think it's better.
That one's way cooler.
I think it's better. I don't even think hockey players get rings.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think
everyone.
They get to like take 3 days off or something. That's how hardcore. Yeah. Hockey players are badass. They're just like you guys take
are.
Three. You know, so that's about it. But okay, so whichever team won, that's good. Who cares?
I mean, I do because I won money, but that's really the only reason why I care.
Well, it's like that's caring a tiny bit for no real reason. I mean, it's just you won money. Okay. As far as it could just easily go the other way if you thought, never mind.
I would have been furious if I lost all that money.
Yeah. So how much did you have out? A grand. Like, if you're saying you made back, you know, so you had to have at least a grand.
Okay, so I guess I technically didn't win a grand. I was out like 400, so I guess I won six.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. There you go.
All right. What do you think,
Think your luck's gonna run out? What do you think?
Never. With that attitude,
what do you
fucking
think?
Punk bitch.
What
never.
Do you think? Huh?
Never. I'm a fucking savant.
Because now we know the desperate nature of it. Just like, oh, I botched those. I'm gonna go to live betting now. Try to save it, and then if you fuck,
I'll tell you why I did that. And this is really why I did that. It was the last game of the year, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll ball out. I never did that. I didn't do that one time in the regular season. Not one time. Right. So I mean, I have faith in myself that. I think it was because it was a Super Bowl.
I can see this moving to one way only.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Shut up, Jesse. You don't know.
No, it was a dominant performance by the Buccaneers. So, yeah, I would probably take that.
Good game? So, did it come down to what you guys wanted?
Nah. No?
Oh, so you said it. Why did you say you enjoyed yourself? I thought you said you just wanted a good game.
The,
and then
the defense. I just enjoyed, like, I was surprised that they didn't let the other team score.
They beat the shit out of the Chiefs.
Yeah. Like, it was just impressive for like a defensive standpoint.
I felt really bad for Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. That dude was, he had no blocking and was running and making throw. Like some of the throws he made, he was actually one throw was parallel to the ground.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
And it hit the dude in the face and he dropped it.
Oof.
In the end zone. I was like, what do you want him to do?
Rough time. It's never
what
good.
More
when, yeah, yeah. It's never good when the actual receiver gets surprised that you threw it. It's never a solid thing. It's like, hey, dude, you should be expecting
like,
this.
The receiver's like, this guy's gonna get sacked.
Threw, yeah, yeah.
What?
That is unfortunate.
I'm bummed. Football's done.
Surprise.
Nice. Fucking.
Yeah, it's bittersweet.
Oh, here we go. Football depression starts. All
it started
immediately. Start whining.
Now I just get MMA.
Well, you don't have, I guess you don't have a sport.
I'm free, baby, like a bird.
Yeah.
I got nothing on me, dude. That was just another day. I have no, nothing. I have no qualms.
Did you watch the
what
puppy
about,
bowl?
Yeah, did you watch I'm any a, of those?
No, whatever you're saying, no.
They were
no,
awful. I didn't watch anything. Awful.
Where am I getting, one, why? Where do you think I'm getting this to watch commercials? One.
There's people who do that.
Yeah, no, I know, but this is before, this is when I don't have cable. I'm not watching. I'm not downloading enough. Even. I haven't NBC or ABC or whatever the fuck it was
CBS.
On.
Yes.
Who gives a shit? Especially CBS. Never, dude. I don't like pretty that awful. Fucking whatever yeah, that CBS nonsense sucks. Station is. I don't even know what the first letter stands for. Probably.
Suck.
What? C with a suck. That's yeah, right.
We'll
we
show
need
you.
To be smarter.
English.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so, but no, I wouldn't download it so I could watch the commercials. Kill me. If that starts happening, that means that I am probably face-fucking Doritos with nacho cheese on it and have given up on life. Like,
you know the thing, though, is like at least with the Super Bowl commercials, they used to try to make them fun. This year, they were just serious.
Yeah.
All of sense. Them. And I was like, oh, yeah, I mean,
that coming.
What are we doing? It's like, can we make light
no.
on this
no.
Super Bowl?
You didn't think that was going to happen? Also,
yeah, that
I,
was going to happen. Definitely.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen. So I was like, yeah, well, that sounds... If they went straight comedy, that'd be
I'm surprised that Voldemort
everyone was,
wasn't like, oh, let's watch... What? I don't know. I
you're
don't know
crazy. Her. You're out of your fucking mind.
Well, there's people... There's a lot of white
it's
people that
a,
do that, okay?
She is Puerto Rican. And white. I don't know what she is. Yeah. No one knows. No, man. Yeah. I mean, we've been to a Super Bowl party. It was fine. She doesn't care about football either. So, yeah, we, you know, that was it. There's no reason for me to watch it. I could care less. I hoped, I've said this to multiple people, like, hopefully you guys get something out of the game.
Yeah.
And that you hope it's close. But I kept being like, no, I'd rather do anything else. So I did other things,
nice.
Which was good. Yeah. Yeah. I think I ended up watching Clear and Present Danger. Yeah, dude. Harrison Ford kind of fucking bangs.
What year is that?
Dude, Clear and Present Danger 94, is like, yeah. All right, dude. Sometimes this podcast needs to slow its roll. Jesus. 94-7. Come on. How much money do you have on it?
Sorry, like, yeah, I kind of got excited.
All
betting.
I have the under.
We betting?
I have the under.
97. I take the under.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I would say it's either mid. It might be 95 or later.
Right.
That might be later. But that banks. That was pretty good. It was great. It's got that one woman who's always a wife in that era, which is always funny when some poor actress is just like, I can't not play a wife.
Just typecasted into just.
Just like, yipes, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Right. But it's funny because it's that era of movies, especially the 90s, where like the wife kind of predicts the entire plot. Like, and she's superstitious about things that no one would ever, like, he has to go to Columbia at a point, and she kind of does this. They just stay on her as she kind of watches him leave, and she's like, Like, you know, and we're like, wait, are we supposed to believe that she feels bad? Like, her sixth sense is up, and she's going to somehow be like, I knew you were going to get into trouble with the cartels in Colombia. Like, there's no evidence. Like, it's very strange the way that the directing and stuff like that kind of lingers on characters. You're like, no one knows what they're supposed to be feeling in this instant. This is, she's supposed to be kind of like, I know something's going to happen. It's like, why do you know that? Why? He's just it's basically Jack, right? He's Jack Ryan. He played that's the right. He's Jack Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I think even his name is in the movie. That's from the books. It's just that thing of like, why is she thinking? So there's just these parts that you're just kind of like, what are you supposed to be the actors, the poor actors, just kind of like, now you have to look longingly as he kind of leaves and you kind of give a hint of like, something bad's going to happen. Well, I don't know why they used to do that to actors all the time, but they're just, she's kind of be like, It's like, no,
dude, my favorite, or one of my favorite things to do now is like when you go back and watch like movies in the 90s, you're like, these all seem the same. Like, I feel like a lot of the shit, it's like, you know, and then obviously 80s, you're like, this is all the same. It's like, would you, in the moment though, you never pick up on it. Like right now, I guarantee we'll look back at 10 years and be like, those movies in the mid 2000s,
you mean the
they're
Marvel
all the
movies?
Fucking same.
Sure.
Well, no, I don't mean that. I meant to be the same, but like, I mean. Right. Like a Clear and Present Danger kind of had the same feel as like
there's a lot of other 90s
action movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of like this, like Neil said, like someone like lays out the plot for you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh yeah, Terminator 2 kind of was like that. Like, they kind of laid the plot out for you.
Right.
Like, you know, it's like everything kind of just gets laid out for you.
You expect Hollywood to be original?
No, no, that's not even my point. It's always like we always all get suckered into it in right. the moment. We're always no, like, it's you. So well,
it's
new.
It's contemporary.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean?
I think we're just dumb. I think we're all, I think people are like goldfish, right? And TikTok shows us that.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? And it's just like, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. They could start doing 1920 shit again. We're like, this is new and original.
Our attention span, I feel like, has decreased so far, for sure.
When enough time passes, you can just do anything again.
Yeah, I don't disagree. That's how fashion is.
Wow. Oh, I'm sorry. Around. Are you the upkeep of fashion? Because when I think of fashion,
saying,
I think of you.
No, I just think in general, like fashion usually just comes back around. Like at one point, snapbacks were like a thing.
Yeah.
And like rims were a thing, and then just
you should back. Wear one of those hats though.
I know, but whatever.
No, it's fine. It'd be okay. It'd be good. It'd be fine.
Thanks. I appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm sure. You'll be fine. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, you'll never find love.
I just don't understand how you... No. That's not... He's
I know that, but Jesus.
No. He's right, but I mean, it won't be what you think.
You find love in, like, an alleyway.
No, it's fine. Dude, I just haven't surprised... I've gotten, like, when I had severe acne and things like that and just all that kind of stuff, I had good, sturdy women kind of look at me and be like, you're gross. Like, damn. Even in college, just being like, you're really disgusting.
Oh, yeah, like four is telling you, like,
oh, boy. I don't rate women the way you do, sir. All right, so watch it. I don't remember. No, don't do it. Put your fingers up. Adam put up threes. I don't remember rating. I would say, I wasn't, like, walking up to knockout. So you... I didn't. The kids that were also ugly and then just had all the confidence. Yeah, I didn't do that. I know there are kids now who grow up like that, which is good. They have self-esteem. I didn't have that.
What's that?
Good for you. I'm happy.
With self-esteem.
But don't like sit here and like, tell me no. No, I was like, oh, she's pretty. It was fine. You know, I thought we were maybe on the same level. I was rudely awakened to the fact that maybe we weren't. You know, and I'm wondering, you know, JP, if, you know, has someone's been like, has any girlfriends or anything like that, girls who are friends or friends who became your girlfriend, whatever the fuck that is, who you fucking,
yeah,
girls who are friends or whoever you're fucking, have ever been just like, you got to do something with your hair. Have you ever had a woman conversation
with
that at all?
Maybe probably my sister.
They're avoiding it.
They're avoiding it. Well, just, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I've looked, whatever. Why are you looking at me like this?
I'm waiting for you to have a good answer.
Hey, man. He wears that hat for a reason.
I mean,
Adam not
literally.
Wears that
you
for a reason.
Take it off.
And I don't even like my hair.
Take it off. Leave it off for an entire show.
It's upsetting. It's fine. It's just that his hair is still thinning up top. So even when it's shaved down, it's still thinner in the front.
Correct. Now, I didn't buzz it in like a week.
Right.
So when I first buzz it, you can't tell.
Right.
But now you can. week later. But
no,
you know what I do? I have the courtesy.
No, take it.
I'm waiting for him to go because he doesn't have a hair done. And I'm waiting for him to get a sweet beard shape up and then a fade. He would look really good, but he doesn't do that
my
yet.
My barber
goes. No, your barber doesn't like you. Get a new barber.
Anna complimented me on my
you
beard last
spend
night.
So
yesterday.
Much money.
She said, Anna was like, your beard looks good. I said, thank you.
Anna's just looking for something to make you feel good. Stop it. We've all done that. All
right,
We've
fair.
We've all done that.
Fair, but
your
still.
Your beard does not look good. It's ridiculous. It's still, it's not even shaped
well,
up here.
Well, I
can't
do it in a week. Yeah,
anyway,
you think
who cares?
You're right.
Who cares? Audio podcast. Sometimes people should be listening. They don't care. But yeah, you're weird. No, I just mean like how many people in your lives, you know, have just been like, hey, you got to do something.
You and no. Steph.
Yeah, that's just you.
Just even previously, just even when you were younger, there really wasn't anybody
no,
being
just
like,
I knew my fate. This is my fate.
Yeah. Your fate.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It was like, cause it's like my grandpa's hair, you right. know, like so is my dad. So it's just like,
I feel
yeah,
even
it's gonna happen.
I'm more angry at you now.
Why?
You knew this was coming and you did nothing to prevent it.
Try hymns.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm kidding. Yeah. It's fine.
No,
I am. I think we get hung up on it. Like I have hair, but I don't even like I don't even like the way mine looks. So I just look at
cut it like a lesbian talk show host.
No, shut up. It's just a way for you to say Ellen DeGeneres by not saying Ellen DeGeneres, first of all.
Yep.
Who else would you be talking about?
Just her.
Exactly. So
Oprah.
Yeah, I went in. I was like, I need to look like Thor Ragnarok. And then they were like, Ellen DeGeneres. This is what you're going to get.
They're like, you? No.
They really could have gotten. Actually, you know what? The young lady who I will not go back to now, she even admitted in the tussling. I was like, listen, you don't have to tussle my hair. I'm not five.
Oh, she's doing it.
But like, she even admitted she couldn't do it. Like, she kind of put in some nonsense.
Oh, okay.
And usually you just go like, blah, blah, blah. But she was like, she said she was too perfect, so she wouldn't be able. She was like, oh, I can never do the messy thing. You just, you know, you can just do it. And I'm just like, yeah, why do I pay you? This is like a $50 haircut.
You can also just cut it also.
Yeah, it's upsetting.
And just buzz it. Here's a mirror.
Have you ever gone in and shown like the guy, like a picture of a guy you want to look like? Well, you of course not have. But I guess so never mind. I'll just stop talking about it now.
The guy.
But my sister eventually would be like, yeah, you just need to take in a hairstyle. You need to just show someone because you can't talk about it.
Can I be honest with you?
I know it's stupid.
Yeah. That was obvious. But the second part of that.
No,
is
but
like,
that's the only way to do it. You can't do it any other way.
True. Hold on, though. I think in your head, though, this is the problem. In your head, you're like, even if you go in like, I know this is dumb, but can I look like this? Yeah. When you get it, you're not that dude still. So just like if I look at clothes online, I go, that's sick. And then I get like, oh, I'm not that dude, though. Like,
well, the difference is, I mean, I'm saying about that for other guys, sure. But like, but on me, I know I don't look like that guy. But I also know what to look for in that haircut. I'm just like, yeah, I want the fade to be so low and then to go up where I want it to be. And if you don't have a visual picture of it, of like a low or high fade, then they just fucking don't know. They also, some of them just won't do it. You'd be like, yeah, I'll just take a low fade. And then, like a 4 or 5 on that, which you can't do that. They just, you know, cut it on top. And they always don't want to cut too low. And I'm just like, this is your job. Just make me look good. And I want short hair that I don't have to do something with. And it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, they just go, just part it on the side and you're going to look like a banker. That's all that's going to happen to you. It doesn't matter.
Paul White, banker. That's the rule.
Or the other way, I have to go to a Spanish barber. And that gets, you're going to see Neil looking real fly, but also confused. Because I'm going to have fucking Z's in the fucking side.
Dude,
I'm going to look
money
sweet,
dude.
And there's like a place I might go to next time. And we might just see what I get.
You should go to, okay, for real?
That's what I've done.
You should, what?
Just go up and be like, do whatever.
Just do whatever. I've done that. Yeah,
well, you're like me. Not much to go on with. But like, what can you fuck up? You know?
Yeah, there's nothing really bad.
You need to fuck it up, so we'll just bust it. It's like, who gives a fuck? Yeah, it doesn't matter. You should go to a salon.
Reset. No, I go to a salon. That's the ones I don't want to go to anymore. I think I'm going to go to a barber or my one guy. My one guy I go to, he's just booked out a bunch.
You should go to my guy.
No, I will not.
No.
I'm going to drive all the way to New York.
Just, no.
Jesus
Listen,
Christ.
Guys.
I'll go to him.
We'll do a sting.
Sure. We'll do a sting.
We'll do a sting.
We'll
right?
see why. I'll be very interested in why you don't talk to him
anymore.
You,
you're jumping the gun. And this is why you wouldn't be a good law enforcement officer. You got to do like 6 months of haircuts without even mentioning my name. Right? You do 6 months of haircuts. You get in there.
That's 6 months at least. Of the sting operation.
That's yeah.
What the hell, Jesse?
Yeah, he said 6 months.
I said 6 months.
You said six haircuts.
Wow, we're on target today. We are firing on all cylinders. I think we've gotten maybe one bit out. This is real bad. This is really bad.
Last week was great. We were on fire. This week?
Barely. Really.
No,
it was a slight simmer.
Last week we got a lot of good bits. This week, god damn it. I thought
you said six haircuts.
I was like, am I losing my mind?
No, it's true. It's one of those moments where he looked at you and was just like, 6 months of haircuts. And then you looked at him and went, that's going to be a while. It's going to be like 6 months. And I was confounded.
I just said 6 months, right?
Six haircuts.
And he, even in the glimmer of his eyes, he was like, I think I said six haircuts. I wasn't 100% sure. So he looked at me, he was like, right? Right? I'm like, you did, buddy. It's okay. Everyone take a breath.
It's not fair. I have brain damage. You guys can manipulate me. You guys be like,
no, I
wasn't manipulating.
I know, but you can't. You know that trend, that TikTok trend where it's like, hey, I'm busy. Can I call you back? They FaceTime?
No.
So like other people are FaceTiming other famous people and being like, hey, I'm busy. Can I call you later? And be like, you called me.
Oh, yeah. That's a stupid thing.
I was like, maybe I did say six haircuts.
Oh, sure.
It's like, I don't know. I can never definitively say now anything. I just have to know. Well, anyway, here's what you do. Sting operation. 6 months of haircuts, right? Haircuts. I say haircocks. Haircuts. You don't mention why. You don't mention your job or anything. And then eventually you're like, oh, I do comedy or whatever. And you'd be like, oh, cool. And you'd be like, yeah, this podcast, you know, whatever. And then and you don't see the name right away, right? You just be like, I do podcaster. Then you're your 8 months of hair, 8 month of haircuts. Okay. And you go, you check out my podcast. And if you ever listen to my podcast, he's going to go, no, I never heard of it. And you're going to go, oh, it's a Cult of Us.
Right.
And he's going to go, oh, wait. You know, I do it with Adam Nutter. And he's going to be like, and you're like, you know Adam Nutter?
Right.
Right? And he's going to go, either yes or no. And if he goes no, that's when you go, fucking got you. And I pop out of the closet.
Right. You've been in there for the 8 months.
8 months.
You've been staking out the whole entire thing for
eight months. Have you seen Inside Man?
No,
you
I
gotta
get you.
Are you committed to this or not?
I'm committed.
Let me fucking dig a hole in the closet, Neil.
I think one of us should be committed.
Me? Yeah. Let me be committed. But you have to be committed of haircuts.
Isolate that. That is actually evidence we can use with a lawyer to get him committed. We can do that. We actually have that. Thank you.
Have it.
Perfect. And done. Wrap it up. Phil, wrap it up. Perfect. Podcast is the Cult of Neil. It's good to see you guys. Happy to be here. Alan Rickman, take me out.
Perfect time for plugs.
Already? Jeez. Yeah. Okay. You guys go ahead. What if I meant it that way? Welcome to the Drop Town Media Network. You guys, this is a spectacular show. Over there, Jesse Pedraza, what is some of your social media we can check out?
I don't want to talk like Harry Carey.
Let's go with Instagram, jpedraza74, and then TikTok, Jesse Pedraza Show.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Follow me at Adam Nutter on Twitter and Instagram, at Adam Nutter Comedy on Facebook. Jesus Christ. Facebook and TikTok. All right. Don't stop when I start in. I was fucked up.
You have to still be plus.
Sorry, but I wanted to do the thing. All right.
No. We don't give you that satisfaction.
TikTok and Facebook at Adam Nutter Comedy. We have Neil and I have a show coming up this Saturday at Naughty Spirits Brewery in Cape May, New Jersey. That might be on our website. I don't know if it is. On Drop
Down.
Oh, all right. Well,
that's right. We have one. Well, I can't put shows there.
Yeah, we used to.
We'll do it.
Yeah, all right. No big deal. And then, of course, check out my other podcast I do on the network, Garbage Opinions. And, of course, Jesse and I just brought back Slapstick Sports. First episode went out last week. I think we're doing the other one tomorrow. Right? Yeah. Barring it doesn't snow a shit ton again, as I heard. It might.
Yeah, let's hope, yeah.
Hope it doesn't do that. Fuck. Yeah. If it doesn't, then we'll do it again tomorrow. February 26th, I'll be at Saucon Valley Country Club doing comedy. I don't know if... Actually, I don't even know if it's a private show or not. I'll let you guys know next week. I will find out. Neil.
Yeah, you can check me out. I am Neil Wood. I am neilwood.com for my sweet details and some shows that you have coming up again. Adam's already said this Saturday, that would be February 13th. And then on February 23rd, I'll be featuring for Steve Rinaldi. That's at the Laughing Fox right in, was that Marlin? I can't remember. Anyway, Magnolia. Jersey. Yeah, Magnolia. Yeah. Right in Jersey. All right. So come check out those tickets again. I am neilwood.com. And you can check me out on the only thing. Oh, yeah. Facebook is Neil Wood Comedy, I think. And then you're good on all that stuff. But if you want to check out this podcast and support us directly, you can go to drop10.com/podcast/cult of us and find all the cool things there. We got a sweet store. You can check out just supporting the podcast directly with t-shirts and sweatshirts and all kinds of stuff. And then, of course, if there's anything you want us to make, I don't know, send me a direct message. I'll make it. Who cares? All right. And then, of course, Patreon. Get on the Patreon, patreon.com/cultofus. All the links are on the website on Drop 10 as well. So if you get lost. But on Patreon, $1 gets you all the stuff. It's really cool, I should say, some of the stuff. So let's get you all the extra audio, video kind of stuff that we do here, as well as the $3 tier. All right, that's going to be getting you some sweet, sweet action time of watching some movies and checking out some cool fights and boxing and all that kind of stuff. So you watch along with us, the watch along package. All right, and of course, the $5, the tattoo tier from Anna Gabrielle. So Adam gets all his tattoo work done by her, and we talk about it each week. But it's really easy. $5 every month goes into the pot. Every other month, we pick out a name, you get a free tattoo. It is that simple. We call it free, but it's free-ish. You know what I'm talking about? Because, you know, you put the $5 in.
On
so don't
the
be
cheap.
An asshole. Yeah. And it's right in Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware.
Yep.
She's a great tattoo artist. She's got awards from actual conventions. And you can check out her work and everything at patreon.com/cultofus. So if you're like, well, I want to check out her work and see what it's like, do that. Get a free tattoo. It's pretty great. Full color. Big old boys. We're talking good softballs. Get your hands on a softball.
Oh, make sure you tip her.
Don't be a dick. That's
which
crazy.
Tim did, by the way. I was insinuating that. But I was just saying, like, make sure you tip her.
Yeah. Possibly getting a tattoo for $20.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hope
Tim left a very good tip, by the way. But,
I would say if you're not, you're a cunt. I think just bare, $5. Yeah, this is crazy. A tattoo tier, you must tip. That's just how it goes.
Come on. Don't be
But that's how you directly support us. It's a cool thing to do. And also, if you want to keep us, you know, chugging along.
Yeah.
It's helpful. All right. Other than that, I think we're good. You can take us on out. Anything else?
Out of
plugs. So.
No, that's it for plugs.
Yeah, that's it for sure. Cool.
So I get a very cryptic text earlier today from Scott, a local Philly comic, Scott Armstrong, co-host of the My Voice Sucks podcast. He goes, "Hey, do you consider yourself heavily tatted?" It's like, "Hey, Scott, I haven't talked to you in like 3 months. That's a out of the box question to ask me."
That's how he talks though. That's like how he just kind of apropos of nothing.
Yeah.
Just be like, I like that. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't.
What do you think's more sweet, dolphins or whales? You're just kind of like,
orcas, I guess.
Sweet,
between
dude.
Both.
I don't know. I've never eaten one, so I don't know. We should probably stop talking about this.
Yeah.
I guess weird. Yeah. Sometimes he likes to hit you with some weird stuff.
And I was like, I don't. Where's this going? That's all he was like.
And he's a goddamn long hair. He's one of these cheebers. You know what I mean? He's smoking sweet cheebs.
Smoking the devil.
So he's coming out with he's coming out with all the ideas.
And I'm against
overthrowing
stuff,
the government.
You know what
I mean? Like that.
I'm very pro-government, as we all know.
No, of course.
And I was like, I don't know where this is going, man. So I was like, I don't know. I mean.
It also sounds like he's weighing your skin out. Would you consider yourself heavily tattooed?
Because I'm like. Are you recruiting me for like some sort of gay BDSM porn weird thing? I don't know.
Maybe he wants to do photography and like take a picture of you naked. That's like one of your favorite things to do. You send me terrible pictures all the time.
That
well, not
true.
All the time. It was like twice, but
I mean,
it was too many.
More are coming.
I don't.
I know.
You know, and don't. Just
yeah, but
don't.
They're coming.
I don't want that.
Yeah, but they're going to come.
But maybe that's what he wants you for like a tattoo magazine or something.
Well, so I was like, I mean, well, first of all, what is, and this is my question to you guys. Would you consider me heavily tattooed? Yeah. Really?
Definitely. You're crazy. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
of course.
Definitely.
You have one on every appendage, at the very least.
Yeah, for sure. Well, not my head or neck.
Okay, sure. But your head or neck, I would say, is one unit. Let's just say that. And two, I don't know why they're not. I'm waiting for you to get like giants underneath your eye. And just actually, you're not getting a job anytime soon.
No.
It's not like it matters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know, because I feel like if I consider myself heavily tattooed, I feel like people who are more tattooed than me would be like, you're not fucking heavily tattooed.
Well, they're also heavily tattooed.
I know,
stupid.
But
You have one, but probably multiple. I think you have at least two on both legs.
What would you consider
better for?
Well, okay, so both my arms are completely sleeved out.
Right.
Completely. Yeah. Like front and back,
how's that
top
not heavily
to bottom.
Already?
Yeah,
because I think arms are so common now, I don't consider it
sure,
heavy.
No, I understand the trend. I understand.
Okay, well, let me keep. Okay. So then I have this half leg sleeve that's not even done yet, but it's pretty much most of my leg is done. Then I have the Bane tattoo up on my thigh. That's just one tattoo, though. Then I have my rib tattoo, the Venom. And then I have a werewolf in my back that's pretty big. But I don't have anything on my chest.
On your back?
I can't wait for him to be buried as an old man and be like, I guess he was. Mentally challenged,
I guess.
And he would just commonly forget what his favorite things were, so we had to have him tattooed on him. He doesn't have any back ones.
Yeah, I like werewolves. Werewolf.
I don't know. I get it. They're just things you like, so that's fun.
Actually, Anna has to fix that too. Yeah. She has to fucking totally do that over.
Yeah, that werewolf is bad.
It's fucking horrendous,
it's
dude.
Really bad.
She has to do a good. I mean, she didn't do it.
Yeah, she didn't
to,
do it.
She has to.
Right.
Yeah, she has to do it. Nice. I just feel like I don't have any chest tattoos. I don't have any like shit like that. I'm like, I don't know. But then.
Is it dipping over? You don't have anything? No, right. You don't
have
anything.
Nothing on my chest.
Here.
I have nothing on my. And honestly, the only reason why is because I think Steph asked me not to.
I'm saying you have. I mean, here's my logic. You have. It's not even fucking logic. I'm just drawing an actual fucking thing in the sand. You have two arms covered. I think that's heavily tattooed. Even by today's standards. those people are still need to at least keep it above for like a 9-to-5 slot of job. Like as soon as you dip into the hands, that's bartender all day. You're not.
Yeah.
You know what
well,
I mean?
I mean, I'm at risk, though. What, yeah.
Well, I'm not comparing you. You're not going to be an accountant. No. Soon. So it's fine. Yeah. So it's, you know, I'm saying, but like if you're, you know, a millennial or whatever, or younger, and then you have completely two arm sleeves, you can hide them if they're above a certain thing. That's fine. And you know, keep them for whatever. But I consider that still heavily tattooed. You can have nothing on your legs, nothing on your torso. I would say that you've covered two appendages completely.
All right.
That's a pretty decent amount of your body, given, you know what I mean? I mean, obviously going to the gym. So, I mean, if you have more than that, I would say that you're fairly heavy tattooed.
All right.
Now, are you, yeah, if you're more than you and they're like, you're not heavily tattooed. I'm like, what the fuck are you? All those people are 100% either making money from tattoos
or
bartenders,
or
they can't afford it if you're on meth.
Coke.
Or maybe. Depends on how much money they have. But, like, yeah, they're either bartenders, tattoo artists themselves, or in some sort of, or no, just bartenders. They're just bartenders. It's not, I don't even mean it. I get it. Like, I would totally have more if I cared more, and I know everyone gets, you know, shits on mine. But, like, I just don't care anymore. Like, so it's fine. But, like, if you have more than that, yeah. Or because the ones I see are like, you know, like people that I might have worked with, things like that. It's like spotted. It's, you know, it's like, right. Oh, I got one here and I got one there. And I wouldn't consider that heavily tattooed, even though they have. But if you have two complete sleeves, I feel like that's pretty heavy.
All right.
It's not too shabby.
Because the second part of the follow-up question after I thought, I was like, why don't you lead me into Scott? He was like, I have a coworker, and this gets weirder, who's looking into heavily tattooed, who needs heavily tattooed men. For something, for a project. I was like, yeah, that could be anything. What project is this?
It's probably photos. Man.
I mean, okay. I mean, so I was like, hey, send him my info.
Well,
for sure.
Well, I wouldn't imagine that you guys are going to be, you know, doing a summit on agriculture or anything like that. You know, typically they don't kind of, they put the tattoo thing out there. I can only imagine photography is involved in some way.
It'd be funny if he's like, oh, not you, though. I forget, you get, like, he sent them my info.
Yeah, no.
He's like, oh, not you. I know we're looking for you, though.
No.
Like, not you.
No.
Someone handsome, probably.
You'd have to have some sort of muscle definition or something, you know. At least somebody with a fade or something on their face.
Somebody. Can't wear a hat the whole time.
No. Okay, but he just thought you knew a lot of people that were tattooed?
Scott was asking, he's like, do you consider yourself heavily tattooed? If you do, I'll pass your info on to
this
guy.
So this would be about you. This would be
it was about me, yes.
Something.
But I was just like, I don't know if I consider myself. That's why I wanted to bring it to you guys.
Yeah. You completed both your sleeves. I think before we got started, even then, you know, yeah, the incomplete tattoos, I would say, yeah, of course. I don't know, Jesse, what do you think? You think heavily tattooed?
Yeah, for sure. If you're covering a part of your body, you say goodbye to that part of the body in a sense.
Yeah. You know? There you go.
I saw this thing on Instagram where it was a bit, but some guy was like, all boys are engineered in a government lab because we all have the same, like, freckle on our arm. And, like, a bunch of other guys, obviously it was a joke, but, like, a bunch of other guys did it, and, like, a bunch of guys had the same freckle. And I legitimately can't even, I have no idea if I do or not. Like, I'll never be able to look.
Right.
I have no fucking idea. It is weird sometimes when, like, you're like, oh, yeah, my skin is just gone. Like, it's just gone.
Yeah.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah.
That is weird sometimes. Yeah.
That's why.
I have simultaneous thoughts back and forth whether people are going to miss their skin and then the people that feel like highfalutin the fact that they don't have anything on their skin. Like, no, me, I would never tattoo myself. I would never beautiful skin or something. Just like, really?
And that person also, like, pounds scotch. Like,
it's going to get, no, even if they're super healthy, like, people, they don't get tattoos. They're like, whatever. I don't know. You're going to get wrinkly and old anyway.
That's one of my favorite is, like, what was it like when you're 80? Like, what are you going to look like when you're 80? Like, what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
Like,
and if I'm an 80-year-old grandma walking, have you seen 80-year-old grandmas now that they're, like, some that were, like, hippies and shit like that? Now they're rocking, like, for some reason, still rocking, like, tube tops or something down at the beach. You're kind of like badass granny, dude, kind of.
Yeah,
like,
you are.
I mean, I don't need to see that belly button, but, like, hey, for, you know, I'm kind of giving you props.
The rocket girl.
I want to, like, see how many, like, I wanna go down the rolls, like, you know, like that.
Slay,
it's kind of
queen. I get it.
You know what I mean? Like, all right. yeah, but, like, I've never, yeah, I don't think anybody in my family, I think everybody has. My mom, right? No, I don't think so. My aunt, yeah, my sisters, yeah, they all got something.
Heavily
got
something.
Oh, wow, really?
They all got something. Yeah, they're not, yeah. My sister. Oh man, my older sister. She has. I wish that would have been interesting. Probably more badass. No, she has a tattoo that is on her lower back. Now, don't you fucking say anything.
So does Steph.
You watch your fucking mouth. the Catholic school teacher does? Of course she does.
She hates it.
She needs to be taught a
lesson.
She hates it.
She needs to be taught.
She had it when she was fucking
bad girl
a dumb
lesson.
Kid.
She needs to be taught a lesson.
Now she hates it. I was like, hey, Steph, guess what? Can't cover that shit up. Sorry, but go on.
Yeah. No, but she does have like a lower back tattoo, and I think the doctors apparently I can't even remember what it is. I actually am so glad I can't. But whatever it was when she was giving birth, I think it was to my second nephew or whatever. He was apparently at one point he had like seen the lower part of it and got like confused. The doctor was just like, "Uh-oh, something's wrong." he's like, "Whoa, like something's she's you know what's a something under the back here?" You know, like he was, and then she was like, "No, it's just my tattoos." And he was like, "Woo, all right, good." I think she was like a dolphin. No, that's my aunt. But like the doctor was legitimately kind of like, "Ah, shit,
the dumbest doctor."
Something went. Oh yeah, not good. He did have tape on his glasses and mentally, you know, not there.
I mean, was he pulling
buck teeth?
Was he pulling your fucking nephews out with a spatula?
Yeah,
what
I don't know what it was. No, we did it at home. We did a home birth in the above ground pool. Above ground pools are great for births.
Epsom salt.
We still swim in that to this day.
That's
a great place. Oh, the placenta by now just swims around. It actually became sentient. It swims around. Swims around. It's a lively act. We actually do a little thing. We have jumps through hoops. It's a whole thing. It can bounce a whole ball. It's pretty fucking sweet.
Hey, placentas are meant to be in the wild.
Yes, they
release
are.
It.
Yeah, you do have to give birth to it and then set it free.
God damn
it's unfortunate. Where would you set your placenta free if you gave birth with Steph? Where would you go set it free? Would you go to your favorite beach?
No,
know that it's always with you.
I feel like a butcher shop would be a good place for it. It would just feel like home there.
Oh, okay.
Surrounded by other uncultured meats.
There you go. Do you think it's uncultured?
Yeah.
Is that what you think it is?
Is it uncultured means like not salted and stuff?
Uncured?
Oh, yeah.
You culture cheese. Cheese is cultured. Yeah. Cheese is like,
I'm essentially a retarded person.
No. You were close. Yeah, close. It's fine. But I think it's interesting, you know, with tattoos and everything. But I don't think anyone should regret any of the tattoos. I don't even care how dumb they are.
No, you should definitely regret. I regret almost all my tattoos.
Really?
Not now.
Oh, well, not now. Yeah, but you regret them, or you just regret that you didn't get it right the first time?
Didn't get it the first time. I completely covered up my whole right arm.
Sure. Right.
So my whole right arm.
You don't get it. Jesse's got nothing, right?
I got nothing. I've always wanted a tattoo. Even my sister always wanted a tattoo, but. We were like, our parents were like, oh, we'll disown you. But even though
you're an adult, so that's weird.
Yeah, I know.
Is that cultural or is that just your parents?
I think that's a little cultural. I think that's like I think just immigrants in general are going to be like, that's like for prisoners. That's for sailors.
They're not wrong.
They're not wrong.
It was.
So that's where it comes from. But me and my sister are always like, we always love art and shit. So we're like, I would want a tattoo. She got piercings, you know. Girl shit.
Although my mom fucking hates tattoos.
I've thought about getting a tattoo, but I'm like, where would I put it? I was like, right shoulder seems so tacky.
What do you want to get?
I don't know. If anything, I don't know.
That's still your idea.
That's the thing. It would probably be something Star Wars, but it would just, I want it to be like somewhat, like you don't know. You know what I mean? Something so inside baseball.
Okay.
That's kind of cool. Like, okay. Part of me wants the Rebel, like, Alliance symbol, but I'm like, that's so...
That's
like,
not inside baseball at all.
That's what I'm saying.
When I put the Imperial logo on one elbow and get the Rebel Alliance, I'm like, I'm a badass.
Yeah. thinking. I was like, that type of shit, I'm just like, that's...
Nah, you gotta think outside. You gotta be like, I'm gonna get a picture of my own butthole in the back of my arm or something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna take, and then they're gonna do a realistic rendering of my own butthole here. Yeah. And people just look at it like, what is that? It's actually my butthole. You don't get to see it. Now you can see it. Without actually seeing it, which is kind of handy. Right. Or you can just take a picture of your butthole and send it.
I bet this.
There is a flaw in my logic, actually. I realize you can just carry around a picture of your own butthole, but that seems crass.
That's not as fun.
I would say, I always tell people, I was like, I didn't even get mine for, like, I mean, the people's reason that when I tell them, like, things, I get shit all the time, but I didn't really get mine for any other reason than I had to get a tattoo to see what it was like. So people are like, what's going on? So people are like, have questions like, yeah, America. Well, I'm American, so there's that taken care of. And then I had to get a tattoo because I was, like, doing drawings of tattoos, and I...
Yeah.
Need to know how that worked and to get them. So it's other than that was about it. So
interesting.
And yeah. So it's boring and whatever, but I go like, yeah, and then I stopped getting them, and then that was it.
Your story of your tattoos are almost as uninteresting as your actual tattoos.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's like I legitimately at the time was just like, I'm going to get something that I can either build off of if I want to get more or something like that just doesn't, but also won't be completely fucking stupid. Like as in won't have any, like if I get just a rubber ducky or something, like some nonsense. Yeah. Just, you know, whatever. No, my mama, like, whatever. No, my mom could disown me. She doesn't know. Who no one knows if your parents or relatives stick around?
Because you have the same one on both. So when you wear short sleeve shirts, people are like, well, why? What's the meaning?
I do wish regrets, yes. I wish for some reason that the tattooist at the time just had me flip it. So it's at least a little more design conscious.
Something different.
Sure, but the problem is then what happens is one would be technically waving forward and one is waving backwards.
These clothes don't run, baby.
Exactly. So there is that problem. But the issue is I have to always be moving this way. I have to constantly be moving
constantly
this way.
Constantly doing a shimmy?
Yeah, that's why they do it on the side. I figure that out the hard way. But so mine just means just like, oh yeah, I'm American. I don't like it when people ask me like, well, what are you? I think I'm just like American. I don't think I'm anything else.
No, I say that too, but then it's always like,
nah.
Well, what's your fucking other shit?
I don't care. I just tell people, it's like, it doesn't matter. I just kind of go like that. I do sound like somebody who's escaping like Nazi problems.
Yeah, you do.
Everyone's like,
I live in South America now. Yeah. All that shit's behind me. I'm not talking about.
I'm just American. Yeah. I don't know when. I don't know when we start becoming American, but I'm just American.
I don't know.
I think it is actually. I know birth? Exactly. Usually when you're born here, typically it's birth. So more people should do it. But yeah, I get you. If you don't think you know what you want, then you don't need a tattoo. That's the easy thing. Like, I want something, but I'll never be able to figure it out. Which means that you will make a bad decision.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
Yo, she did my wrist yesterday. It fucking hurt so much.
Yeah.
It hurt. I forgot how much it hurt.
Bony spots. Yeah.
And I was just. Like she was like, hey, you know what we're not gonna do the inside. I was like, okay. I was like, that sounds good. We're not gonna do the inside.
I love it. I love all the goofy tattoos. I love like, you know, Homer Simpson on a vagina. I love all that stuff. That stuff's hilarious.
Yeah, that shit's funny.
I love it. And he's only gonna get older as she gets older. It's so funny. Do you know what
I
mean?
You see that famous picture?
Turns into Grandpa Simpson.
Yeah. Turns into Grandpa Simpson. Exactly.
You see that famous picture of the guy had his whole dick and balls tattooed like a dragon?
No.
Yeah, it makes me want to fucking throw up.
Can you pull that up? Pull that up. I would love
pull
to
it
see
up.
That. It's fine.
Don't you can't show people.
You can't show people, obviously. But I would. So he did it like his whole.
Man. Okay.
Oh God, calm down.
No.
But what?
It's gross.
So is it the head comes like the dragon head comes up onto his head and everything like that? And,
nope.
Oh.
The head of his dick.
Is the tail?
Is what? The head of his dragon.
Oh, so it's
and
like three. Oh,
like the pelvic area, if I remember correctly.
Oh, he did it stupid. I don't.
I
like
mean,
that.
You're like saying you're saying there's a smart way to do it.
Like a Japanese dragon, I think, like wrapping around.
I can't.
Not like the front of it. It's like 3D head on.
It's like no. It's like his dick is like the neck of it.
See, that's the one thing I think doing the genitals directly is got to be because if you all of a sudden realize that like. You can't get used to having sex that way. Or like that just, it just can't escape your thoughts. Just like now I have to with a dragon penis, you know?
Second picture.
Oh, that guy's got Alice on his schlong. That's upsetting.
That one.
That's upsetting. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's going to be hard to get
that's
to.
That's Christy Mac jerking a dude off, but that's,
you know, your people
Christy Mac?
So well.
Everyone knows Christy.
I don't know who
as an MMA.
Yeah.
MMA
alone. You know Christy Mac.
Great. I don't know. That guy's got a nice schlong. That's crazy. My uncle stops listening like many minutes ago. So it's fine. We can talk about
that's this. Cool. Oh, that guy does have
nice piece, but the guy with the guy. Oh, that one is tiny.
So yeah. So
that is a tiny little boy.
Tiny. I mean, he needs that to cover up his tiny
dick. Tattoos are the first. It looks like he's got a mosaic over top of
to
like
distract his small cock, right?
A tiny bag of pennies. That is upsetting.
It does look like a penny roller that has all the pennies missing, except like a quarter of it left.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
But you see the second one I'm talking about?
Also, he's got wrinkle. Sorry, I'm caught up on other problems.
You gotta look at the second one first.
I know, but he can't click on it, right?
I know. Yeah. Did you try to find that picture, but just isolate it?
You can't click on it at all.
Oh, make the page bigger and just like you know what I'm saying.
It goes to something else when
like,
you click
like make the
it's
page
upsetting.
Like zoom in on the page and just zoom in on that part of the page.
Yeah, it's just control and then plus on the thing.
Oh, control plus.
Yeah, it should just be control plus. I think.
Yeah, this is our producer, everybody. producing
it's kind of
podcast technically.
Oh, and he's got like a piercing on it.
Yes, Prince Albert.
It's like sorry for everybody. We was it's funny because I think of like the Puff Dragon.
Puff the Magic Dragon. Very good.
He's got a magical pen.
And I really mean this. How did he sit through that pain?
I like that underneath too. It says porn star girls with dragon tattoos, and it's a man's penis. I like it.
He got his balls tattooed.
He confused it.
Yeah, they definitely confused it.
How did this guy do this?
How did he do it? I think at a certain point, you know, people just have different pain levels, man. Also, yeah. I don't know what happens with like staying. I mean, there's so much about it. Like staying soft is probably pretty simple, I guess, because there's a lot of pain involved.
Oh, there would be zero hardness involved. You know,
yeah, probably.
I give even just percent. I can't imagine trying to not have a tattoo artist who you're not friends with. Just like presenting them the idea, like it has to be like pitching any other terrible idea.
Yo, as a fucking
like, hear me out. Wait a second. Hold on. Tattoo dragon on my penis. No. Wait. Hold on. You know what I mean? Like, how do you?
Dude, as a bit, I should pitch that to Anna and not be like, no, I'm serious, and see how long she's like, no, I'm not fucking doing
this. Right, yeah. That's good. I like it, yeah, because I don't understand, you know, or even maybe like your butthole is that one little, you know, like Luke Skywalker, like hitting it, like how could you do it though? Yeah, how could you do it? Thinking of when you know he gets into the Death Star, and I'm trying to think of how you could do it on your butt, where his like him shooting the like
hard. You
could do it like
down.
It's one of the full. No, it'd be cool. You do it in like the like picture frame ass. So it's like him in the tunnel.
Oh,
and then like you so yeah, and you get that POV of like him in the tunnel, and your butthole is like where he's gonna shoot the laser.
I like it.
I like it a lot. That might be good. That would be worth it. My mom has historically told me a real thing that she saw.
She has in her butthole?
She does have something like that similarly in her butthole. How dare you? First of all, watch it. Love you, mommy. She just got back from a hopo. She's fine, though. She's good. She's got a heart that's trying to kill her, but she refuses to die, which is spectacular. My mom's a badass.
Nice.
But she talked about an old man. So he used to apparently be in the Air Force, and she was helping him just like get undressed and things like that. My mom used to sexually assault old men. No, she was an occupational therapist.
Take that shit off,
so,
old man.
Yeah. You know,
you're the dick.
She was an occupational therapist. So she's helping him, you know, from the tub and things like that. And she says that he derobes, and then he goes and turns around, and he's got on his ass, he's got propellers of a plane, like stemming from his butthole, like that, like around his cheeks, like that. And I think it said like airborne, like on either That's side so of his ass, dude. And you gotta remember, she was just like, ah, you're a funny old dude. And then it went great.
Right.
She probably gave him a wank. I don't know. Gave him, you know, she probably fiddled his dragon. I don't know. You know what I mean?
She puffed his dragon.
She probably puffed his magic dragon. Yeah, probably. I don't know. But like, again, he deserved it.
He's a hero.
He was a cool dude. It's like, I don't know why everyone's like, hey, you're gonna get old, wrinkly. Yeah, sure, of course.
You'll be cool tattoo for your butthole. Remember the this is the nostalgic 90s moment. The 7-Up spot, the red.
Yeah.
That, but his hand and limbs coming out of your butthole and a little bit of red coming around it looks like he's getting sucked in.
That'd be good. I would like that.
That's an old person reference, but
I like that. I'm sure someone has a Sarlacc pit. I'm sure somebody does.
Ooh, Sarlacc pit would be good.
You'd have to do it.
With Boba Fett crawling out.
Yeah, ooh, that'd be good. So we're just doing all
Why are we writing these down? Guys, these are good ideas.
No. That definitely exists. I know that exists.
Look up Sarlacc pit butthole tattoo right now.
Don't do this to our algorithm. Don't do this to him in our algorithm. Don't do that. Yeah, so get all the crazy ones. I don't care. I just don't. They're expensive, so I don't. Yeah, it's the only thing I go against. So when you figure out what it is, though, now you have like tons of stuff, Jesse. If you ever figure out like, oh, I want to get this, you can just like go
these
and
all
get
went
it.
Through my head.
Yeah, you can get a temporary though. You can just get a temporary and live with it for a while. They do
I
all
thought
there's
about temporaries.
There's like smarter technology where you can just like get a temp and then just like
hold
look
on.
At it.
Can I ask a question about that? Sure. And you might not know the answer, but like let's say like, okay, like the one like this, right? This is like a specifically drawn tattoo, like. Could this be essentially a temporary tattoo that they could draw for you? You know what I'm saying? They could like draw for you and like.
So some of the technology doesn't even have to be drawn. Like it could easily be like something. I mean, yes, this is specifically drawn. So if it is that, you know, specific, but it would be like digitally done. And then they would like basically print it onto special paper that would transfer that ink to your skin. and it's temporary, just like you would. You know, so it would have to be something drawn like that. Yes, maybe if it's that custom. But even if he had something that was close to it,
right.
You're at least sitting with it and living with it for a little while, and you kind of go, "Oh yeah, I don't fucking hate this."
But you know what?
I would get it.
But I still disagree with that, because at the end of the day, you know, it could come off, and you'll never really have that real knowing if you're gonna like it or not, because there'll always be at least a percent of you that goes like, "Well, it could come off."
Sure, but I think I guess so.
You know what I'm saying?
But at the end of the day, really, your whole goal is just sitting with it and imagining if you hate it. If you don't hate it, eventually your tattoos become like something you forget about. I don't remember my American stars every morning when I wake up. Sorry, America. But America.
Fuck yeah. I lotion my shit like every day. It's kind of a very conscious effort. So I kind of have to recognize my shit, but not like
they're new.
But not like fucking cool. Not like that. Just like, fuck, I had to lotion this shit today. All right.
But they're new. Yeah. So eventually they'll fade, and you have cool tattoos.
I still think I'm going to like I still bomb my right arm, even though my right arm has been done for months.
What does that have to do with anything, Adam? We're talking about the conceptual idea that you live with it, and he just knows, yes, we understand that you maintain your dumb arms. And the idea of you lotioning your arms make me I'm actually upset. My penis has gone inside.
In front of you.
My Puff the Magic Dragon is inside itself.
Yeah,
right.
Jesse, when we were on the road in Connecticut.
That guy's got 3 inches on me.
Before the COVID times, we were on the road in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And I on purpose came out of the bathroom shirtless, rubbing balm all over my tattoos just to upset him. And it was very fun.
That is annoying.
It's just, he just did need to tweak his nips most of the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I did.
You don't need to be that involved.
Hey, is it snowing right now?
Maybe. I don't know, dude. Why would you look into this room and ask us?
Yeah, I just realized I can't look outside. I forgot.
Yeah.
Fuck. No, because Steph's man sounded like it's really, like, she's like, it's really snowing bad. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, it's really, I can't tell.
I don't know either.
None of us know. So, all right.
I mean, snow doesn't matter anymore. So, hate to do this. Snow doesn't matter. It doesn't. We're all inside. So it doesn't matter at all. No one's worried.
Home, it does.
You'll die. Who cares? One less vehicle on the road. You're helping out the environment.
You're right.
Really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it's just like, I'm working tomorrow regardless. This is what I know. I know a lot of people are out. It's got to be one thing. I don't know. I have no enjoyment with snow anymore. It's a shame.
It's gone.
I can only do it if I'm on a snowboard. I can only then remember what it is like to be a child. But other than that, it's a hassle. I need a mountain and a snowboard, and then I remember what it is to have fun in the snow, which is very highfalutin white shit.
Yeah, it is. It's also expensive.
Yeah.
It's fun as a kid, and then that's it. Oh, and if you're a dog, dogs will have a good time in it.
Yeah, that's true.
We're just stating facts now. That's all we're doing.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking snow. Dude, when it snowed again and the shoveling, I had to shovel again. Hurt myself again. I fucking hate it. And it wasn't even a lot of snow. I was still sore from the first time. I fucking hate it. As an adult, I understand my dad's anger every time it snowed now. I was like, but this is awesome. And he's like, no, you'll get it. I got it.
Well, the crucial part of snow, if you don't want to do the work when shoveling, you shovel periodically throughout the night.
That's what I did.
You're still tired? Oh, my God, dude. That is upsetting. It's like basically pushing around snow cones.
No,
stuff. It's
so
like it's
heavy.
Slushy.
It was heavy wet snow.
Hey.
I'm bad back, guys.
You are soft. Work out your back. Why don't you work out your back?
Can't because it's hurt.
This podcast sucks. All right, so it does. No, I can't work out my back because it hurts.
Yeah,
we have to get to a mic. We have to get onto a Patreon because I got spicy stuff to talk about on Patreon. So let's get off this. Yeah, because I don't know what to add. Again, Clear Present Danger. Check it out.
We can.
It's Harrison Ford doing his Harrison Ford best. Yes. Oh, like I love his.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I love his acting. It's so bad.
It's Han Solo.
Not good. But definitely check that out. And then after that, Crimson Red, whatever the
Tide.
Other. No, Crimson Tide. But there's another one that's like, there's a couple. I love all the movies in that genre. You know what I mean? Like Hunt for Red October and like all the ones that are like.
K-19 Widowmaker.
Yeah. U-571. Why did you end mine? You should have thought of one yourself. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. I was thinking of that one. You said it like a second ahead of me. And I wanted
they all have Morgan Freeman.
Not McHale's Navy. Down Periscope.
You're doing comedy stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was there a submarine?
We're talking serious cinema. We're talking serious shit
here.
Are you
saying Kelsey Grammer is in a serious cinema accident?
No, he's not.
How dare you?
For what? What is he serious
Jesse,
cinema
take
about?
Us out.
Yeah, yeah. Take us out. You know what, Jesse? Wiz been the cult. What a terrible day inside the cauldron has been. Oh, my God. Today is like one of the days where you kind of find out that maybe the aliens might miss the Earth or something. Like the comet's coming and we might have missed it. That's what it feels
maybe.
Like today. Take us out, Jesse P. Sorry. I've been Neil Wood. That's Adam Nutter. Who cares? Fuck you.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.